Welcome to Current Issues. I'm your host, Hisham Tilawi, and with me is American Free Press reporter Mark Glynn, who is becoming a fixture on this program. And as a matter of fact, I appreciated him taking over last week while I was taking care of business somewhere else. But of course, he had to make it look like if I was somewhere where I did not want to tell him where I was. And, you know, he's a conspiracy theorist. So anything, if he doesn't know exactly what's going on, he thinks there is a conspiracy somewhere is brewing. But I think he did an excellent job, and I appreciate him doing that last week. And, of course, I appreciate Michael Collins Piper, who also it was a good show last week. That's probably was a good show because I wasn't here. So thank you, Mark. And
always my pleasure. But you know that the only reason I am a conspiracy theorist is because I've learned from the master, and the master in this is you.
But you know what? I always say the only proof of a conspiracy theory is its own existence. And it's like, that's all the proof I need. It exists. Its own existence. That's what's proof that there is a conspiracy. But there's nothing really wrong with using the word conspiracy. You know, if me and you, if we conspire against Michael Collins Piper, that we are going to jam his show with a lot of people calling in and just to keep the lines busy, probably that's like what's happening now. He's probably jamming our show now, Mark.
Actually, and the truth is he's stuffing envelopes at American Free Press as we speak.
So that would be a conspiracy because two people conspired or more to do something. And, you know, it's like people will ask you, oh, you are one of those conspiracy theorists? It's like, well, you know, all conspiracy theory means that some people got together and decided to do something.
Well, not only that, Hisham, but keep in mind as well, particularly when we deal with these people who ridicule us because we think that maybe there's something more to what's going on in the world around us than what we're told by the media. Let's not forget that since 9/11, most Americans have become conspiracy theorists. I mean, after all, what happened that day? You had 19 people who conspired together to hijack these planes and to cause all of this mayhem. So, you know, we need to keep that in mind. Whenever people decide to start trashing us by saying, oh, you're one of these tinfoil hat type conspiracy theorists, remind them that they are conspiracy theorists as well. Because if you ask them, what's Al-Qaeda? What is Hamas? What is Hezbollah? You know, they wouldn't dare ridicule the idea that there was something not on the up and up with them. So
because the president had talked about conspiracy theorists in a very derogatory and negative way, and also, you know, you have the media. If they want to discredit anyone, they'll say, oh, you're one of those conspiracy theorists. It's like, hey, wake up. There is nothing wrong with you being a conspiracy theorist. There is absolutely nothing wrong. All you are saying is, look, these people can...
Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Public Broadcasting Network, and we would enjoy and like to hear from you. The number is 800-313-9443. If you don't call me and Mark, we just go on to talk your ears off until somebody calls. Deal, Mark?
Deal.
We're gonna continue talking until they call. That's their punishment.
No, that is one thing you and I do very well, which is to talk.
Worse than women.
Yes, we are.
That's a racist remark.
No, it's a sexist remark.
That's a sexist, racist, male chauvinistic remark.
Thank God. Amen.
Which I'm not. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm not.
No, I love women, but I do think that there is a difference, that men and women have different personalities and different natures. And, you know, I tell people, I say, thank God that women are chatty and they do talk, because can you imagine if men had to stay home with children all day with as little as we talk? Our kids would be like monkeys. They wouldn't be able to do anything other than grunt.
Mark, you know, something is really it's a laughable situation here where you know, we always criticized. Hey, I'll tell you what. Apparently somebody does not want us to continue to talk. So she's calling Margie from Idaho. Go ahead, Margie.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm enjoying your conversation. I don't mean to interrupt anybody.
But, you know, I wanted to hear somebody else besides Mark.
He's got so much information that I don't get enough of him.
Margie lives in Idaho. She's see.
Okay, I was going to say, so this is a conspiracy here that I'm
right.
smelling.
It's an Idaho conspiracy.
Oh, yes. You know, I started kind of way back with Anthony Hilder and the rest of the old gang. And back then, it wasn't so obvious. Today, it's like in your face. Like the other day, when 9/11 was on, C-SPAN had the White House, that they were televising the White House. And here, Bush does a satanic sign with his fingers. And there are a couple of still photos out there on the net with him doing, you know, this satanic sign with his fingers. It's so in your face that it bothers me. That's what I get angry at that.
Yes.
Way back yonder,
no.
when we just had the radio and call in that we were able to do. But now we have the internet, and it's like right now you see this stuff. And I just, it's like.
I agree.
We can't stop it.
Okay. One thing, Margie, you know, you said something that now it is in your face, and I have to agree with you. You know, people have to watch what's going on now with the presidential elections that's coming up. We need to watch Giuliani.
That's such a joke.
Rudy Giuliani, we need to watch him because last week he hired Daniel Pipes. Daniel Pipes is a notorious Zionist. And if you look around to see who's also in that inner circle with Giuliani, you will see a lot of AIPAC, Gensa, Zionist people are gathering around, and a lot of them are heavy hitters. And this reminds me of when George Bush was running for re-election, and when he was running the first time, they had placed a lot of these people in his inner circle. And after he was elected, these people became insensitive policy-making positions.
Amen.
Now, the question is, with hiring Daniel Pipes, who is a well-known, notorious Zionist, then they are very much saying, we are here, and there's nothing you can do about it. Because when Giuliani becomes the president of the United States, you know, some people don't realize that the bigger picture looks gloomy, because, you know, number one, they are going to make the situation in Iraq and the Middle East so hot when it comes to the election time that people going to start questioning if Hillary Clinton will be, if a woman could be in the driving seat in a war. And also, I'm probably going to be right when I say that they will have Hillary Obama on the same ticket, which is basically to destroy any chances of the Democrats getting the presidency and the White House in next year. Now,
you know, next year is a long ways away, really. There is so much.
Not really. In political terms, it's not really a long way because, you know, if they want it, they're not going to do any of this now because they want these two. They don't want the Democrats to go scramble around and come up with somebody who is winnable, someone who can win the presidency. So they're going to leave it at Hillary Clinton and Obama, and then that way they guarantee that Giuliani will be the next president of the United States. And when that happens, they will be out there in the open saying, in your eyes, we are here and there's nothing you can do about it.
It's like there with Elaine and Ed up there in Maine, the tax people.
The tax, yes. New
they
Hampshire.
Surrounded them, and they couldn't have their concert today. They've already arrested four of the people that were with them. So, you know, the election, to me right this minute, is way down the road. We're living in this hellhole now. I mean, I love the earth, and I live out here in the country, and I get to see the green trees and the animals and the birds and all that. I don't live in a city. So I am right next close to as close to God as I can get to him. Okay?
Very good.
It's all this stuff that I'm seeing, you know, and I know. It's like your gathering you're going to have down there in California. I mean, my prayers are with you. I mean, I'm on my knees praying to the Lord to bless you all and to put
Thank
his
you.
Arms around you. You
Thank
know?
You. Thank you, Margie. Thank you for the call. Unfortunately, we're going to have to move on. You see, I asked for callers to call, and all of them call at the same time. Thanks, Margie, for the call. Let's go to Jimmy in Texas. Go ahead, Jimmy. You're up.
Yesterday at the end of John Stadtmiller's show, someone called in and says the four people who reported those bombs, the A-bombs, were killed.
The nuclear bombs?
Were killed. And they said, where did you find that out? And they said, from Military Times. And I thought we'd have more on that. That was the end of the show. And John said,
Which one are you talking about?
John Stadtmiller's show. Yesterday?
No. Which incident are you talking about?
Oh, the B-52 that carried those five nukes down to Louisiana.
Yeah, I haven't heard that some of them got killed. I've heard, you know, where these seven Marines who wrote a letter and was published in the New York Times that they had two of them died Thursday in a car accident, and one of them got shot in the head. So I don't know if that has anything to do with
know,
it or anything. But Margie, I'm gonna have to move on. So
okay.
Appreciate the call.
Uh-huh,
bye. Yeah, let's go to Jimmy in Texas. who's that? Was Jimmy? Oh, I'm sorry. It's just is that okay? Now I'm confused. Okay, is Jimmy still?
Yes.
Still on? Okay, I'm sorry. You know what? I thought we're still Margie. I'm sorry.
Well, I'm confused. Y'all are confused. And I can,
that's okay. That's okay. Mark does this to me all the time, so it's okay.
I couldn't back it up. And I referred him to Military Times. If there's any information, I guess that's where he'd be. And someone said, are you sure it's not Air Force Times? I said, maybe it's Army Times. I don't know.
It's one of them times.
It's been something. And it may not be real at all.
Well, I think that she probably, or whoever the caller was, has got it confused with the story that you're talking about, Hashem.
With the one you're talking about.
Well, about the seven soldiers that they wrote. They wrote this piece that appeared in the New York Times Salon, and it was entitled The War as We Saw It. And they were very critical of the war in Iraq. Yeah. And two of them have been killed since then. Two of them have been killed. One has been shot in the head. And I think that the caller, the Stadtmiller show, probably was confusing him, because I can tell you, based on where I get my information, if these officers in the Air Force who had leaked this story concerning these five missing nukes, if they had turned up dead, we would know about it.
Well, I thought you would, and I was waiting to hear. I was waiting anxiously to hear a follow up. See, this is the tail end of that show.
Yeah, I did not hear any of that,
so,
but I think they probably got it confused with the seven Marines who wrote that article.
Yeah, okay. Well,
Seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Welcome back, gentlemen.
Public Broadcasting Network, we are coming to you live. And my apologies to Jimmy, if it was Jimmy from Texas. We had to take a break. And let's go to John in Tennessee. Go ahead, John.
Hello. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Last week, I want to let you know, first of all, Mark did a good job last week, although he was concerned with where Sham was.
Yeah, I know. I know. You know, don't say he did a good job because he'll be asking for a raise.
Well, he did a good job. Sham, I was wondering, you know, when you mentioned Rudolph Giuliani and how concerned we need to be, I'm in total agreement with you. For some reason, although I know that he's the least qualified, I believe in my heart of hearts that he's the chosen, he's the magic child for these people. I was wondering.
Well,
speaking of least
qualified, you know, we have a president who was twice the least qualified,
well,
but he ended up being president.
And I agree, and I'm sorry that I helped put him where he is. I owe the world an apology.
Me too.
So,
me too. The first time, but not the second.
Okay. What I would like to know, Sham, have you? Last week I called and I was asking Mark and the guests that he had on whether or not they read the essay that Giuliani presented to the CFR in Foreign Affairs magazine called a Realistic Peace. Did you happen to read that article?
I probably read it, but not to tell me what the contents, and I'll tell you if I read it.
Well,
I've read a lot of what Giuliani says, and I know what he's saying.
Well, basically, this article is a month or so old now, and he was talking about a realistic peace. In an 8-page essay, Hisham, he talks about an international system and a global order 40 times in 8 pages. It is as though the international order, the international system, the global order is already in existence. That's the way that Giuliani is speaking. So basically, what I said last week, and I'd like to get your take on it, I believe that it's already in place, that, the majority of Americans and people around the world just don't know it.
Well, I agree with you, and it has been in place, and it is coming out slowly but surely, the global system. But there is a lot of resistance, though, out there to globalization. And what Giuliani means when he says realistic peace is basically peace forced by the gun, peace forced by killing millions and millions of people. And that's what Giuliani is, and that's what Giuliani and those people who are handling Giuliani. You see, I really never paid – I mean, I paid attention to Giuliani, but last week when he hired Daniel Pipes, that's when the light came on. It's like, wow, okay, the whole picture now is complete. They want Giuliani because Giuliani is the only one – number one, he is linked to 9/11 big time. Number two, if there's any, and now, you know, we have a lot of people questioning what happened on 9/11, even the chairman of the 9/11 report. You know, they came out saying that, wait a minute, we have a problem with this. And, you know, like Thomas Keene and Lee Hamilton saying that they were systematically lied to and denied the funds to do a proper job. And well, now they're saying all the stuff that we had in that report is incomplete, and they're actually asking for an independent investigation. So the only way they can prevent an independent investigation and prevent the people from pushing an independent investigation is if they have the likes of Giuliani in the presidency, just like they have Bush, and then they have these other people like Daniel Pipes around him. I guarantee you we will see peace in the world, but it's not going to be the peace that me and you want.
Well, what's amazing, you know, one of your previous callers talked, and she said, you see it everywhere. Well, it's so outrageous, Hisham, that for you or me or Mark or Michael or anyone else, you know, Mark Dankoff or anyone else to be saying these things in public. You've got the likes of Sean Hannity and Rush Limbaugh and all the rest of them that put you on a kook train. When the truth of the matter is that you and I are seeing it clearly, and they've got the people so indoctrinated, and they've used their really, it's a propaganda machine that's been used so well that they can be out in the open and no one will believe it.
Well, that's why, John, that's why I have 12 listeners, but Sean Hannity has 12 million listeners, because they want the lies out there. They don't want the truth out there.
Well,
they want the
lies. What I've started doing, and I really wish that people would do it, I do it to basically tie their phones up. Once or twice a week, I will call the Sean Hannity show. When they answer, I simply say, can I speak to Rudy, please? And they say, this is Sean Hannity program. And I say, well, I figured I would be able to speak to Rudy. You know, isn't this his election headquarters? So, you know, I mean, and it's amazing. You know, maybe both of you can...
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth. We'll be right back.
installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept.
Let me take a moment to ask you, the listeners, to please support RBN and support Current Issues, the TV and the radio show. We need your help. Without your help, we cannot stay on the air. So please, please help RBN. And if you don't want to help RBN, at least help somebody that does the same type of work as RBN, but I can tell you one thing. I have looked at everyone out there, and the only one that I found without strings attached, it's RBN, and that's why I am on this network. Okay, I want to appreciate, thank you, John, for the call. Now, the only thing I know about the Knights of Columbus is it's a civic organization. But I do believe, you know, this is how the Mason Empire works. Basically, you have a lot of these people around with these civic organizations. You know, they're just people who want to help the society, et cetera, but they don't know anything about what's going on in the upper rings of the pyramid. But we'll talk about that another day. Let me go. Mark, do you want to say something?
Well, it is a Catholic organization. It's something that, and you know, I mean, I, growing up and going through Catholic school and all the rest of that, you know, the Knights of Columbus, they were always there for some of these religious ceremonies that we had. And in general, you know, they were a bunch of old, overweight men, and they would wear these capes and these hats, and they would have these swords, but there was nothing nefarious about it. There was no, okay. Believe me, and this is coming from a conspiracy theorist, I can say that there was no conspiracy involved in any of it.
Well, what's the other one I'm thinking of? Where these Masonic temples, but they don't go by the Masons, they go by another name.
You've got like the Knights Templar and things like that, but But the thing
but
is,
no, I mean, the Knights Templars for sure. I mean, the Knights Templars for sure. No, I'm talking about these organizations that you see all over the place. I can't think of the name right now. I'll tell you what, let's go to Joe in Pennsylvania. Go ahead, Joe.
Hi, Hisham. Hi, Mark.
Hi, Joe. Good to talk to you again.
Yeah, I know Hisham doesn't know me, but you do, Mark, and I want to thank Hisham for his work. I think it's equally as important, and my dad actually has listened to you on the radio, and I think it's turned him on to looking into the war more and looking into this conflict, the Israel-Palestine conflict, so I want to thank you for that. And I wanted to bring up... you talk about Jewish influence. I think it's more an extremist Jewish influence because am I on still?
Yes, yes, you are, and you're on and your own track, as a matter of fact. Yes, go ahead.
I was going to say I think it's more of a Jewish extremist influence because I was just reading an article. I think it was on Alternet, and they pointed out that, you know, these Jewish extremists, for instance, like on Masada 2000, and they have this list on Masada 2000 of Jews that they consider self-hating, Israel-threatening Jews, and the list is in the thousands now of Jews who oppose Israel. And it's sort of, I think illustrates a point that there is a difference. I know Mark may disagree with me, but it just seems like there are a lot of Jews that do oppose Israel, and not necessarily even religious Jews.
Right. You know, Joe, you bring up a good point, which is a point of confrontation sometimes between me and Mark. I don't look at all Jews. Now, when we say Jewish power, even though these elite Jews who are in control, and they are not, and they do not speak for all the Jews, but they are using the name and they're using the word Jew and Jewish. And this is why when we say Jewish power, we refer to those people. And I agree with you, there are thousands or hundreds of thousands of Jews in the United States. As a matter of fact, if people in the United States would vote as the Jews in the United States would vote now, we will not be at war. I guarantee you that, because most Jews in the United States do not want this war in Iraq or these other wars. But it is the power that some of these Jews have, like the power of AIPAC. Now, that's nothing mm-hmm. but a Jewish power. Now, when we say the Jewish power, the Jewish control, that's what we refer to, even though the majority of those who identify themselves as Jews do not even agree with these people.
Yeah, Mark? Exactly.
Okay, you're asking what my take on it is?
Yes.
Okay, I agree with you. I know that there are Jews out there who do not support this. I know quite a few myself. Unfortunately, though, the problem is that they do not allow, they do not make their voices heard. You see, this is the problem. And I'll give you an example of what I'm talking about, Hisham. Let's say that I'm walking by your house, and I see somebody breaking into your house, and I sit and watch as he does something terrible. He robs you, or he does something to harm your family. And I just keep walking right on by, and then later you and I are talking about it, and you say, hey, you know, somebody broke into my house and did all this stuff. And I say, yeah, I know. I saw him breaking in and everything. And you say to me, well, why didn't you do anything about it? And I say, well, you know, I didn't want to get in trouble. I didn't want to get on this
well,
guy.
Well, Mark.
Hold on.
Let me finish.
Don't interrupt.
But tell me,
you know,
but I mean,
always,
one thing you said.
You always interrupt me. Now, just let me finish what I'm saying.
How are they supposed to make their voice heard?
They make their voices heard whenever the cry comes out, whenever the leaders demand that they get out into the streets and protest this or protest that. They're out there. Now, let me finish what I was saying here. So you find out that I saw all of this going on, and I didn't do anything about it. Didn't warn anybody, didn't call the police, didn't do anything. That makes me guilty of partaking in this. Even though I wasn't helping this guy break in, I wasn't helping him rob you or burn your place down or anything like that. Now, likewise, just like Representative Moran said, he said if the Jewish people in this country had stood up and opposed this war would not have taken place. And he was 100% correct in that. Now, this is the problem. If the Jewish people, if they don't want to be tarred...
No. What he said, Mark, if the American people voted for this war as the Jews did in the United States, we would not have went to war.
He's differentiating
between the Jews with power and the average Jew out there. And you said that, oh, they need to get out there in the streets. You know, why would they be able, you know, their voice will be opposing to the Jewish elites out there. That's why we don't hear them. It's exactly the same way why we're not seeing millions of Americans. What is keeping millions of Americans from going in the streets, Mark? What is keeping them from going in the streets? If you say they want to organize in the streets, what is keeping millions of Americans and hundreds of millions of Americans not hitting the streets?
The fact of the matter is this. If Abe Foxman or any of these other Jewish leaders put the call out to the Jewish community and said, oh, my God, David Duke is going to be elected president. We have to get out into the streets and we have to shut him down. Then all of these mousy, silent, quiet little Jewish people living in the cities of America, they would be out on the street, they would be writing letters, they would be putting up posters and all the rest of it. And see, this is okay. The problem. This is the problem.
Okay.
Now,
all right,
hold on.
What do you think?
I don't think it's just Jews that don't care. I think really, everyone in America is apathetic, no matter what. It just seems like you can't wake them up.
Well, I agree with you on that, Joe. But you see, unfortunately, and I know this because friends of mine who have grown up in Jewish homes, they have told me, they have said, you don't understand what it's like being Jewish. You're not allowed to think for yourself. You have to always, it's like bees in a honeycomb. You know, they're all working together, and nobody decides to break off from the tribe and go do his own thing. If you are, I mean, look at what happened to Mordecai Vanunu. Look at what's happened to some of these other people who have, by and large, Jews are very much opposed to nuclear weapons, right? So they should be hailing somebody like Mordecai Vanunu for what he has done. And yet he is vilified and despised within the Jewish community for the most part. Okay, so this is what I'm talking about. The problem is that when you grow up in that environment, it is a very totalitarian-minded environment. You're not allowed to think for yourself. You're supposed to always think about what is best for the group, and this is why they do not speak up. And I'll just give you one more example, one historical example. You read and of course, I know people are not going to like me using this as an example, but I think that it paints a very good picture. Christians celebrate this thing known as Palm Sunday when Jesus rode into Jerusalem on a donkey. And as he rode into Jerusalem, the Jews were lying down palm leaves, they were throwing their cloaks in the road, and they were welcoming him as a great prophet. They were going to make him a king. And a week later, the same group of people, they were calling for him to be crucified and for a criminal like Barabbas to be released. Now, what was it that took place in the course of the week that changed them from one thing to the opposite? And it was because their leaders got to them and said, you will do what we tell you to do or else. And this is the problem that has plagued these people for thousands of years, and it's no different today than it was back during the time of Jesus or even before then.
Okay. Joe, appreciate your call.
Thank you.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you. Mark, we have the chairman. We have a few minutes left. But we have the chairman of the 9/11 report saying we were not given enough time, we were not given enough money, and we were lied to. Now, if we take a little bit, step back a little bit to when this commission was formed, number one, you know that it took years before this commission was... I'll tell you what, we have only a little bit of time left. We'll catch that one another time. Let me go to Canada with Ramsey, and if we have time, we will come back and tackle this 9/11 commission report. Ramsey, welcome to the program.
Hello, sir. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
So I just want to make 2 points. You talked about the people who make the propaganda, like Sean Hannity and all these people in the in the Jewish media organizations. But, sir, also you have to keep in mind, and you talked about this before, but it's worth mentioning again, that also there's a lot of propaganda, coming from people who support the Palestinian cause, like Noam Chomsky, Norman Finkelstein, and all these Jewish people on the left and most of the left. You know, they say that they talk as if, you know, Jewish people live on welfare, and the Jewish lobby doesn't exist, and they say that U.S. supports Israel because it's in its interest and strategic asset and all that propaganda. So I think and Walter Mearsheimer's book talked about that, which is very good and refutes all that nonsense. So it should be pointed out that that these people, you know, they do damage to the Palestinian cause and the American national interest cause.
You know, Ramsey, what's the other point you would like to make?
I'm sorry?
What is the other point that you would like to make?
Oh, sir, my other point is that, you know, like the caller before me talked about that there are a lot of Jews who oppose Israel, and they claim that Zionism is the opposite of Judaism, and sir, these people, like, they're very decent and moral people, but at the same time, sir, just like Chomsky and all the leftists, they mislead and miseducate people, because Zionism came from Judaism, and these religious people who oppose Israel, they're completely blind when it comes to the racism and hatred of the Jewish religion, and just like you said, when people attack the Jews, putting the Jews with the Israelis, which is wrong because not all Jews support Israel, but it's the Israelis' fault because they speak in the name of the Jewish people, and talk about the Holocaust and so on. So I just want to make that point.
Well, Ramsey, I, for one, agree with you 100%. Hashem and I have, obviously, we have differed on this, but were it not for Judaism, were it not for the racism that is the bedrock of Judaic thinking, there would not be this thing in Zionism. Of course, this is one of the arguments that I constantly try to make to people, is that the difference between Judaism and Zionism is like the difference between filtered and unfiltered cigarettes. Both, you know, both of them are deadly. One of them will probably kill you a little bit faster than the other. But anybody who, particularly anybody who has read some of the writings from people such as Israel Shahak, Israel Shamir, other people who lived in the belly of the beast, so to speak, who grew up with the Jewish religion, and they have come forward and said, this is what we are taught as Jews. This is what is expected. This is what our Talmud teaches. Anybody who is aware of this and then who tries to make this distinction that, oh, no, there's nothing wrong with Judaism, Judaism and Zionism are two totally different things, they're just deluding themselves.
But, you know, Mark,
it's like
we've been
cigarettes
through,
from lung cancer.
Mark, we've been through this road before. Not everyone. You see, you have to identify Judaism, because Jewishness is not, and I guarantee you that it is not only for people who follow the Judaic scriptures or the religion, because most of those who claim to be Jews are atheists, and you can see them in Israel. Israel is not a religious, it is not a religious country. It is a Jewish country, as they want to claim or be labeled as, but it is far from religion. And, you know, I agree with Ramsey when he said Zionism came out of Judaism, yes. But is it still remaining the same? Maybe it came out of Jewishness and Judaism, but we can't say that all Jews agree with Zionists, and not all Zionists agree with even Judaism, even though they label themselves that.
I agree with you, Hashem. I mean, the Jews I know, they do not follow these hateful teachings in the Talmud, okay? The problem is they don't know what's in it. You see, it's like a lot of things. You know, the deeper that you get into it, the more you find out what it is. And I'm sure that the Jewish leaders themselves, they have gone to great lengths over these centuries to make sure that the little people do not know what is really in this this mindset. Because
now,
it would be very hard to keep this thing together,
right,
if they did.
Right. Now, if you say you do not believe in Jesus Christ, can you be labeled as a Christian? Of course not.
Seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar powered generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar powered generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073. Or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We are coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. And in this final segment, you know what, Mark, Ramsey have mentioned the other point, which is he talked about Noam Chomsky and Norman Finkelstein, and I had both of these gentlemen on the TV show. Chomsky does believe the government story on 9/11 and that two plane hit these buildings and the buildings fell. That's exactly what he told me when I asked him about it. And Finkelstein, even though he realizes that the Holocaust industry, and he wrote a book under the same title, is so huge that the Jews are profiting from whatever took place during the Holocaust, but he is not willing to take the next step and say, let's question what took place during the Holocaust, and that he will not do. So these two figures, you know, they give you enough to make you like them, but at the same time, they give you enough to confuse the issues and bring up these issues in a different, not the truth way, and not in a truth picture. Ramsey, you still with us?
Yes.
Okay. You know, I appreciate you bringing those two points. They're excellent. Now, what do you think? I mean, you brought up these two points, Ramsey.
Not just, sir. I was referring to Noam Chomsky and Finkelstein regarding what they say about the American foreign policy on Palestine, Israel. They totally ignore the influence of the Jewish lobby and the Jews in the government. I wasn't referring to Chomsky's on what he wrote on 9/11.
Okay. Well, I brought that up because it's very much the same. You know, they confuse the issues on the Palestinian-Israeli issue, and at the same time, you see, they say enough for people to like what they're saying on the Palestinian-Israeli issue, but at the same time, they don't go all the way to present the truth that they know it exists.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Exactly. Like Chomsky and Finkelstein and all these Jewish people, they're totally blind when it comes to their the influence of their own ethnic group. They talk about the influence of all the corporations regarding globalization policy. They talk about the oil organizations regarding the oil policy. When it comes to Israel Palestine, they never once mentioned one Jewish organization, one Jewish document, one Jewish meeting with all the Republican and Democratic leaders. One Jewish conference, not one single point about the Jewish financial contributions, which is
very good.
Which is huge. So
Ramsey, unfortunately, we are out of time. Appreciate your call.
Sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Well, Mark, we only have a couple of seconds left in the program. Any final thoughts?
The only thing that I would like to get in before the program closes is to remind everyone that 4 weeks from this weekend, we will be meeting in Southern California at the No More Wars for Israel conference. You can find out more information by going on the internet to nomorewarsforisrael.blogspot.com. If you're interested in attending, the information is there that you need in order to register.